You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, good Monday afternoon, although I don't think it is a good Monday afternoon, because I will tell you there are stories that affect us all. There are stories that maybe you hear and you kind of let them roll off your head, if you will. But this situation in Texas is just devastating. Oh. It is just, it's unspeakably sad. And maybe for me as a parent of a 10-year-old who is about to go down to a camp in Rolla, Sue, in a few weeks.
Oh.
And you start thinking about this. And, you know, we have audio, for example, from Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He just picked up his daughter last week. We have State Rep Brad Crist. His story is unbelievable, right? Just, Fred, right. Tell I didn't even know this story. He's going to come on in the 4 o'clock hour. It's crazy.
Yeah, he has a 9-year-old cousin that was at Camp Mystic, and her cabin was flooding. And she was later rescued 5 hours later, floating on a mattress.
Oh my gosh.
So I will tell you that, because we were off, well, I was off on Thursday, and then we were off for the holiday on Friday, and this happened early Friday morning, right? I didn't look at the news all day on the 4th of July. I don't know about you guys.
I didn't either.
But me neither.
It was a holiday. I went out and I met my my friend John Lynch, and I ran my puppy around with his dog. And I, you know, came back home with the puppy, because he's usually in puppy daycare like he is today. But I had him all day, so I wanted to keep him active so he wasn't going to drive me crazy all day. And I was binging the show The Bear, trying to catch up, and I got through all of that and started another show. So then on Saturday, I was going through my Twitter feed, and I saw a tweet from CBS News that referred to what happened in Kerrville. Kerrville is an area that, you know, I looked it up on the map. It's like southwest of Austin, if you will, and it would be the northwest, I think, of San Antonio. And I started reading this story, and Sue, honest to God, I had to stop. Oh. I'm like, I don't think I can handle this when I started reading about these kids. Now, Fox just reported at the top of the hour the death toll of 89. It's wavered between 89 and 95. Look, there are a lot of people that are still missing that we don't know about, so the numbers are unclear. What I do know is that it's unspeakable, some of the damage. Now, just a personal note here. So yesterday morning, I get a text from someone, and it includes a video of what happened in Texas. And there were like 30 people on the text string, and the person who sent it, I didn't know who sent it. So at first, my instinct was, wait a second, is this real? Is this one of those things? Honestly, my guard goes up all the time now, and I didn't know whether it was something I should press go on. Well, then I realized, because people started, you know, responding on the text string, and they said, oh, Don and Ellen, I hope that you're okay. So Don, who will join us a little bit later, Don Lynch is literally the first, well, he's not the first, he's the second general manager that I ever had. I guess he would be the first general manager that I had in full-time radio, because I had a different one when I was working part-time. But he's literally the guy that flew up to Chicago to visit with a foreign exchange student, and I was living up there at the time, hanging out with a girlfriend out of radio. The only time I was out of radio was like 4 months in 1987, and he had an opening in Columbia, and he said, hey, come on down, you know, homecoming weekend, we'll fly you in. They flew me into Columbia Regional, and that's how I ended up in radio for the rest of my life. If I had not taken that trip, I may not have... maybe some people would be glad, I might not be doing this right now. So he lives in Kerrville, and I had kind of forgotten the name of the town. I did not have him programmed in, but then when I put his number in, you know how you can put someone's number in and you see the text string from previously?
Yeah.
Well, he was here in 2018 with his wife, and I took him to a baseball game. So I texted him this morning, and we connected, and he's going to come on, and he's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. But I have to play
4:30. Or no, 5:20.
Yeah, 5:20. Sorry,
5:20.
Fred, I'm already second-guessing enough. That's okay. So one thing, you know, I think that the question is, how does this happen, right? So in that CBS story that I pulled up the other day, this is what they said. And I just want to, before we get to some of the audio, which is devastating, and the debris piles, and we've seen stuff, man. We've seen stuff here in St. Louis with the tornado. We've seen Joplin. We've seen flooding. Look, I covered the news in 1993. The fires from earlier this year. But this is like on another level altogether. It really is. So what they say is that, and Dave Murray is going to join us in the next hour too, that the storms in the area converge with remnant moisture from what was Tropical Storm Barry, and that made landfall in eastern Mexico last week. It moved northward. So the explanation is that produced exceptionally high rainfall totals in a region that is susceptible to flooding, right? And then this guy is the city manager down there in Kerrville. Mr. Rice is his name. And he says, when you look at the headwaters of the Guadalupe River, there's a north and a south fork. Since 1987, under normal conditions, if you can call it that, you'll hit water in one of those areas, and those two forks will converge in the Guadalupe, which comes to the city of Kerrville. This rain event sat on top of that and dumped more rain than was forecasted on both of those forks. So when they got the report in Kerrville, it was about 7 feet or so on the South Fork. Within a matter of minutes, it was up to 29 feet.
That
29
nuts.
Feet. And that all went to the Guadalupe. And you have this camp that these kids are at, a legendary camp down there. You also had people that were just there. Think of a float trip here in Missouri. These were people that didn't live in, you know, I spoke with my friend Don, who's going to join us. It's not the residents of Kerrville necessarily that were affected by this because they were away from the river, but it's people who were down there vacationing, right? So this audio, and I'll play some of it here this afternoon. This is a guy by the name of Jonathan Petromala, and this is the video that Don shared with me. And I said, do you know this guy? And he said, no, but he had seen a lot of videos. He had seen a lot of the storytelling. This is an example of a guy who's just an independent journalist, and his video was really, really compelling, and so is the audio.
It looks like a hurricane tore through Texas hill country, but this storm had no name and no warning.
We realized that the water is rising really fast.
Car horns screamed as vehicles shorted out underwater.
We start banging on everybody's door, getting people out.
If you were lucky, someone banged on your door. If not, this is how you woke up.
Was this like a worst case scenario because it's the holiday?
Absolutely. They were full. They have 14 reservations missing. I have six people missing.
If you didn't get out on time and you were in an RV, this is unsurvivable. Look at this. This RV shredded, wrapped around the tree.
So this audio here is, sorry, I wanted to pop that down there. This audio is these two brothers. And I don't even know how you speak in the aftermath of something like this, but these are two young kids.
Camp Lana, one of the camps that flooded. And I had a firsthand view of the flood. And so the cabins were flooding and the walls were like, they broke down. And all of the campers in those cabins had to go up on the rafters and they had to wait there until they could swim out. And my brother here, he had to swim out of his cabin.
The flood started getting bigger and it was going up to, we have bunk beds in our cabins and it was going up to the top bunk and we had one choice and we had to swim out of our cabins.
What time was it? Was this
it was off? Like, we woke up at
Yeah, we had to wake up at like 4 a.m. But on the way here, we saw all of like the other camps destroyed, like obliterated.
Tell me, how'd you guys get out of there? Did they put you guys on buses or did you have
Yes,
to
yeah, we had to get on a bus.
Yes, we had to get on a bus. We were in other cabins for like cabins on hills for about 17 hours.
We hosted a cabin.
Buses get here, and it was not fun.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't even know how you talk in the aftermath of that, but those are two young kids. I have a lot of audio to share this afternoon. We have a lot of other stuff to get to. Congresswoman Ann Wagner is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We'll continue, obviously, to cover the situation down in Texas, and unfortunately, that's probably going to be featured in audio cut of the day. Right now, though, coming off last week in the big, beautiful bill, my predictions were wrong. I didn't think it would get to the president's desk. Congresswoman Ann Wagner is here, kind of on a somber note as we start. Ann, how are you?
Good, Mark. Good to be with you and your listeners. I'm finally back home and in the district.
I want to talk about the big, beautiful bill and some things related to the Middle East, but I mean, I don't even know how you put into words what's happened down in this part of Texas in Kerrville. It's just unbelievable.
It's just absolutely heartbreaking, and I can tell you that we had a number of our own colleagues in the United States House that were directly affected by this. August Pfluger of Texas, he had two of his daughters at the camp, and Congressman Buddy Carter had his granddaughters there. Luckily, they're okay, but I can tell you that one of Congressman Carter's granddaughters lost a cousin, over 90 dead, 27 of these sweet girls at a Christian camp. It's just, I can barely watch it anymore. It's so heartbreaking. And what they need are prayers, and prayers. We got to lift them up, and we're going to be there to support them. They're a strong community.
Yeah, candidly, and I admitted this at the open of the show, it was tough for me over the weekend to even look at the coverage because it's just so devastatingly sad. And I, you know, Alexa, we drop her off in a couple of weeks down at a camp in Rolla that's awesome, and you can't help but just go there. You know, Ted Cruz, I think he said that he had just picked up his daughter last week at Camp Mystic. This is one of those places that people from all over the state go. There are people who are vacationing just as we would here in Missouri for a float trip or, you know, any kind of river trip. And then this catches them off guard. And there's a lot of, you know this, Ann, there's a lot of blame game being played right now, and some of it directed toward the president.
I hate it. This is not a time for anyone to be politicizing this issue or pointing fingers. They are still in a search and rescue kind of status right now. Obviously, there are still, I think, upwards of 40 still missing. So they're praying for miracles, obviously, as the time ticks on. You know, that fades away some, but still, this is, I'm sure that there are going to be all sorts of lessons learned and things that can change and we can do better. But this is not a time to be pointing fingers or being political about this. My heavens, to think that at 1 o'clock in the morning, in the course of under an hour, this river rose over 30 feet. It just,
it's unbelievable.
It's just catastrophic, So.
Well,
break.
I'm going to have, I have a friend who lives down there. He's going to come on a little bit later in the show. He lives in Kerrville. He was not there, but we're going to join with him at 5:30 and just get, actually around 5:20 and get some reaction from him. And just, again, I think I'm left speechless. And that, as you know, doesn't happen very often. But let's talk about what happened last week in the House. The president signs the big, beautiful bill. You know, I have, candidly, Ann, I've expressed some concern about the level of spending on this. And it was Elon Musk who said you can have a big bill and you can have a beautiful bill, but you can't really have both. So I completely, as you and I have spoken before, I get the fact that this would have raised taxes if we don't get this to the president's desk on every American working person. But there are people listening right now that still think, you know, this is Congress doing the same old thing. This is not what we voted for. There were spending increases in here. Now, again, this is Washington math with the increases. But how do you respond to people still concerned that this was a porky pig bill, as Elon Musk has said?
Oh, well, you know, I think it's just flat out wrong, especially not only if you look at the growth that is going to happen as a result of keeping this, what is Trump's Tax Cut and Jobs Act, in place, along with the fact that, remember, much of this is keeping things level at where they were. There were some additional things we added, but we made over $1.6 trillion in cuts to add some of those enhancements. I mean, what we did was prevent the largest tax increase in American history from happening. And I can say, much to the other naysayers, that this does, in fact, strengthen and protect Medicaid for those who truly, truly need it. So, yes, we're going to have some great additional things like no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, real tax reform and relief for our seniors that are on Social Security. They're going to see up to about $6,000 increase as a result of not having that tax. And those are, you know, increases in the child tax credit, and we made those permanent, $2,200 for each child. What this does for our local small businesses, of which there are over 92,000 in the state of Missouri. So this is really a very positive thing. We're going to see a lot of growth, especially when you look at what we did for research and development and bonus depreciation, so that businesses can invest and grow their businesses and take advantage of that from a tax standpoint. So, you know, I look at things like the border provisions, another $175 billion down to make sure that we are safe and secure at our U.S. border. The defense provisions, and this is big for St. Louis, Mark. Let me say this was about $150 billion, I think, in total to modernize our military and national defense. But here in St. Louis, $400 million of that will go for the F-47 stealth fighter, $100 million for these MQ-25s. They're the refueling drones that are built here in St. Louis, and another $50 million for the F-15EX Eagle fighter. So, and with that, is impacted, the entire defense industrial base. So there are a lot of really good things here from a border security, from a defense.
Oh, I don't deny that. Yeah. And by the way, one of the things that I've made clear last week, when it comes to the scoring of this bill by, you know, the CBO, they basically put the tax cuts into the category of spending, right?
Right, which infuriates me. It should be a baseline. It's a baseline. Yes, we added some increases by making a few things permanent so that people, you know, sometimes the devil you know is worse than uncertainty. So we made things certain in many of these provisions for our small businesses, for the child tax credit. A lot of these things are going to be permanent and in place. The estate tax, what a wonderful thing for our farmers, or some people would call it the death tax. That was increased to $30 million for a couple that has a family farm or for your estate. That will be made permanent. So the permanency is, I think, what's been really key here and is going to spur a ton of economic growth, just like we saw the first time. So I don't believe there's scores whatsoever. I think this is really a very, very positive piece of legislation, and it's tough to do. It is tough to do reconciliation. You only get to do it once a budget cycle year.
Yeah.
And you know, so you've got to pack a lot in there. And they took a lot out, the parliamentarian did, tell you. So,
but I want you to explain that just a little bit too, because what happens is people don't understand. The reason that the reconciliation process was important here is if you don't go through that process, then you need the 60 vote threshold in the Senate, right?
That is correct,
right.
because they have that filibuster opportunity there where you have to have 60 votes to proceed to anything. Now, the Republicans do control the U.S. Senate, but only with 53. It's 53 to 47. So, and obviously in the U.S. House, we only have a 2 or 3 vote margin out of 435 on our best day. So it's this was a true feat to get done. But you, with reconciliation, you get to only do a 51 vote threshold. So this final bill that came to us in the House last week from the Senate, it actually was at 50-50.
Yeah, and J.D. Vance,
he was a tiebreaker. He was a tiebreaker. So I am pleased that we finally got this over the finish line. It has been the work, not of just, you know, the 6 months of the 119th Congress. We've been working on this for a year and a half.
Right.
We truly have. And
well, much credit to Jason Smith, too, right?
Hey, as Ways and Means Chair, it's an honor to have him as part of our delegation. We can't thank the president enough, the Speaker of the House, everybody pitched in. We were there last week. I left wearing one outfit and I came home late Thursday night in the same outfit. And Ray said, wow. I said, yeah, I brushed my teeth at least. Okay. You know, so everybody was whipping. Everybody was talking with their colleagues to try and get this over the finish line. And I'm really glad that we did.
I didn't think you could do it. My prediction was I didn't think it was going to happen by the 4th of July. Now, as a follow-up to this, there are some people that, look, I'd like to see some of the spending cuts go deeper moving forward in some areas. I know I've talked about defunding NPR and PBS, and that wasn't in this bill. Mm-hmm. Is there an opportunity to get to some of those other things moving forward, or is that impossible because of the numbers?
No, it's not impossible at all. We'll have another slice of this in the next budget year. You can do another reconciliation bill. We passed a rescissions package in the U.S. House. The Senate hasn't taken it back, taken it up yet. I hope that they do when they get back in town later this week and next week. But we defunded NPR. And
in your
PBS.
Bill. Okay, good.
You bet.
Yeah, yeah.
You bet we did in our rescissions package. So it's that was done. Now it's up to them to take that back. So there are still opportunities for rescissions packages. There are opportunities for additional reconciliation packages, but not one like this. We'll have to do those in smaller chunks and things. But this took in a lot. Every single one of our 12 House committees were putting together provisions that needed to be cut, the waste, the fraud, the abuse that was taken out of this, putting work requirements, common sense things into Medicaid, for instance, making sure that it prohibits illegals from receiving a Medicaid. It goes to those that are actually American citizens, which is absolutely key. Making sure, as you and I talked about before, that people are prohibited from getting Medicaid benefits from multiple states. And I want to make sure that folks do not conflate the two. We are not touching your Medicare. We're not touching Medicare or Social Security. We have put in some provisions to strengthen, protect, and preserve Medicaid for those who really, really right. need it. And so I don't want the fear mongering.
I've heard it. I've highlighted it. Yeah, no, I get it.
It's not the case.
Well, that's not going to go away. Congressman Ann Wagner is with us, and I don't mean to give short shrift to this topic because the last time you and I talked was right after the B-2s went into Iran. But what can you say about the latest in that whole situation?
Well, I mean, the ceasefire has held, but for one or two little misfires. But now we've got. Prime Minister Netanyahu arrived in Washington, D.C. Early this morning. He's here for 2 days, I believe, and will be meeting with the president over the next several hours. And we've already shattered Iran's, kind of axis of resistance and their terrorist proxies and their nuclear proliferation. Now we're hoping for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Israel has agreed to a 60-day ceasefire, but that includes getting the hostages back. Those that are living and deceased must be returned, or there will not be peace in Gaza. And so the Israelis have agreed to this. We're hoping that Hamas does so. And I can tell you that there is humanitarian supplies that are being delivered now in the Gaza Strip, thanks to U.S. support and intervention, so that it's not that Hamas isn't just stealing them and using them to blackmail and coerce the poor starving people in Gaza. So that is happening. We are hopeful that something positive will come out of this latest meeting and attempted ceasefire with Hamas. It's in their hands. Israel has agreed, and I hope that the president and Prime Minister Netanyahu will be able to announce something positive at least by tomorrow.
Hey, enjoy your time in the district. When do you head back?
Well, I actually have to head over for a NATO interparliamentary group meeting over in the Balkans, so I got to leave this mid this week and head that way. But I can tell you, and a part of that, though, which is exciting, is the fact that obviously, President Trump won from our NATO allies an agreement to increase their defense spending, the target from 2% to 5% by 2035. I mean,
right.
The guys, winning is what he's saying. And it's the truth, from nuclear facilities, turning them into rubble to this big, beautiful bill to
gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. I even saw, and I saw Diet Coke on sale last week. Historic.
Well, oh, glory be. You must
I know.
Be so happy.
I am happy. Listen, we got to go. But thank you so much. Have a great trip.
All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, we have on this very radio show, we have kicked off campaigns for candidates before, but this one might be just a little different because I entered into an agreement with someone who I consider a friend and I respect a lot, who is not on my side of politics, in order to have maybe a conversation about the differences. And his name is Randy Raley. I think many people listening right now know him. Look, I call you a rock radio legend here in St. Louis because I used to listen to you when I was younger, Randy Raley.
No, stop that. Don't ever say that you listened to me while you were growing up. Okay?
Well, you know that people say that, right?
But I do, and it's an honor, and it's very much a compliment. You know, it just makes me realize how old I am. That's
well, we are friends on Facebook, and yes, we used to work together for a brief stretch.
I was the producer of your show.
Right, at KMOX. That was a long time ago. Can you believe it? Like 16 years ago. Suffice it to say, you go out there on Facebook quite a bit, very publicly with your political positions,
yes,
which are not even close to mine. Now, what I remember happening is a few weeks ago I saw something, and I think all I did was put a laughing face.
You put a laughing emoji on it.
And I kind of knew that would get a little attention, but I decided, look, quite honestly, I don't do politics on Facebook because when I did it, I just got myself in trouble.
Sure.
So I post pictures of my bunny and my puppy and things like that.
Me too.
But I do doomscroll or whatever you would call it. And look, I see, you know, don't take any offense, and you can call me names or anything like that too.
I would never.
But I see someone like you having a case, in my opinion, and maybe the listener's opinion, of TDS, which is Trump Derangement Syndrome. So you post things all the time, and on this particular post, I don't even know what the topic was, but I just had to put the laughy face. So then you engaged with me, and you said, look, you had a bit of an announcement that you were going to make, right? And and I said, look, in the effort of having a civil conversation,
absolutely,
and with someone that I like and I respect, even though we have political differences,
yeah,
I said, I would allow you to do this, and you're going to make an announcement to a certain extent on this show this afternoon, right?
Well, here's the deal, Mark. Again, and back at you. You know, we don't agree politically, but I respect you. And I basically wanted to talk to your listeners about what's happening in the 15th District in Illinois. Okay, the 15th District in Illinois, Mary Miller has abandoned her district. She doesn't come into the district hardly at all. It's hard to get a hold of her. I don't think she does any town halls. And I had an incident when I was looking for some information from my representative, and I never heard anything back from her at all. And apparently a lot of the constituents of the 15th district feel the same way. It's like we can't get a hold of our representative. If you are a Republican in the 15th district, I would love to talk to you because you're not being represented. Okay. Mary Miller does not have a home in the district. She does not pay taxes in the district. She does not have a business in the district. I'll give you a little bit of an anecdotal kind of thing. We have a town in our district that was looking to get a new water tower. And all they had to do was, you know, contact Mary Miller. And all she had to do was write a letter and she could get the funds for it. Well, Mary Miller says that federal funds should not be used for local projects. And it's like, wait a minute.
Well, there's a lot of that just passed last week that the president signed. Yeah, I'll tell you that much right now.
And so I just think that if you're a Republican or anybody in the 15th district, you're being taken. She's taken you for granted. And so that's one of the reasons why I announced my candidacy to run for Congress in the 15th district.
And when you said that, you know, I saw a follow-up post to that, and I didn't know which district. I had forgotten that you were in Illinois. So I said, what district are you running for? And you said the 15th in Illinois. And I said, ah, and you mentioned Mary Miller. And if you remember, my response was, I'm really not a fan of Mary Miller. She has never appeared on my show.
Right.
I think she's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, in my opinion. I don't think she's wrong on all the issues.
Right.
But I don't really like her. And typically, the people I don't like, I don't give free airtime. See, sure. I like you. That's the difference here.
Right.
But that was where I found it interesting. So this is something that's actually happening. You're trying to start like an organic campaign for Congress, right?
Basically, we're starting this from scratch. I've got my team together, campaign manager and treasurer and all of the people I need. We have 4 men and 5 women on my team, and I just want to represent my district. This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. This is somebody who does not pay attention to the people in her district.
Well, that's fair enough, but you're not running as a Republican.
No, I am not, sir.
Just to be clear, right?
It looks like she's getting primaried, though. And
well, that wouldn't surprise me.
So I'm not. Yes, I'm not running as a Republican. I'm running as a Democrat. But the thing of it is here is that we put so many labels on everything we do. The thing of it is, it's not going to be my district. It's not going to be her district. It belongs to the people, Mark. And whatever the people want done, I want to do that for them, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mary understands that. Now, she's a rich cattle rancher on the east side, and I think there's only maybe one millionaire in my district, and it's probably her. But my district is made up of small towns, Mark. Quincy and Paris over on the other side, and Aledo way up north, which is where I'm going on Wednesday. But the thing of it is that when she says Hitler had the right idea, everything after that draws a red flag. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't even know that quote. And
well,
quite honestly, I'm not a Hitler man. I hate the Hitler references.
Yep.
And you know that a lot of people on the left use that with Trump, it's not something I ever go into that area.
And
maybe that's one of the reasons I said she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right?
The full quote is, Hitler had the right idea. He got them when they were young. Okay. And so she's had some memes show up and things like that. Now, there's a video of her in the halls of Congress. Being, you know, there's a constituent that would like to talk to her, and this constituent follows her around and all of that. And then you see Mary say to this constituent, I'm not dealing with the insane people, and berates her right there on the camera. That's not being
okay,
a
but see, we can agree with all that because there are Republicans that don't do. Look, I'm going to offer you an example right now. I'm not the biggest Josh Hawley fan. I used to be pretty close with Josh Hawley. I helped put him on the map here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I happened to ask a tough question in the aftermath of January 6th to Josh Hawley. It went national. I've never spoken with Josh Hawley before.
Right.
And one of the things I would say about Senator Blunt, and I would say the same thing about, you know, Senator Schmidt, is that he used to make an effort to come into the district, to come in and visit with the media. And Senator Blunt, look, a lot of people would put him in the category of establishment. So on those things, I can completely understand it. But on Facebook, you're really out there. I don't know. I'm not going to quote you because I don't have them in front of me. But you're pretty anti-Trump in the way that gets unhinged. Can I say that?
I would not agree
in my estimation.
I would not agree with you, but I'm not running against President Trump.
Posting a lot of the things on Facebook.
Sure.
You are posting
I have
about.
My problems with Trump. And one of the things is, okay, what's this Epstein thing going to turn out to be? Okay, this is the thing. Don't you agree that...
Well, I mean, I'd like to know some answers to that. But look, I think that there's a difference between hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, which a lot of people did, and being, you know, a child predator or something like that.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole range of, you know, people that are in that. We knew that he was hanging out with Epstein. That wasn't a big surprise from a few weeks ago.
But here's the deal, Mark. We're losing our basic touch when it comes to dealing with people. Okay. One of the advantages that I have is I'm retired. Okay. I'm on Social Security and Medicare. And I woke up one of those days in January going, oh, my God, what's going to go on? But the thing of it is, Mark, is I want to talk to the people of the district. This is why I'm on your show, to reach those people and to find out, what do they need? What do the farmers need? What are the tariffs doing to the farmers? We all have this speculation, but the only people
who know are
the farmers.
I've got Blake Hurst, who's a, you know, a big farmer on the other side of the state. He has not been a fan of the tariffs, and he's been on this show talking about that. But you know, it's not unfair to characterize you as someone who hates Trump.
Oh, I don't know if I hate Trump. That's a pretty heavy word. I don't know if I hate anybody, Mark, and I think that's where we get.
Do you think he's a threat to democracy?
I'm not running against.
You know what? You're going to be good at this because you sound like a politician.
I'm not running against Donald Trump. I'm running against Mary Miller. So can we focus it on the things that she has not done for her district? Okay. Let me give you an example. We've got a town in our district that needs a water tower, and all she has to do is release the funds, and she's not doing it. Mark, there's another reason why I'm doing this.
Okay.
Now, if I can give you a real quick story, okay? On July 12, 1969, okay, was my sister's 10th birthday, and we lived in Ava, Missouri, which is outside of Springfield, okay? Going from Ava to Springfield is like going to Chicago, okay? We had a Whataburger.
Where is Ava?
Ava's about 60 miles east of Springfield.
Okay, all right.
All right, so you go there.
Springfield's
like
the big town, the big city.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
I got
it
you.
Is,
all
it's
right.
Chicago, man. So my sister and I are celebrating her 10th birthday, right? We're riding the rides. We're eating the ice cream. Got a Whataburger, dude. Come on. And on that exact same day, Mark, I find out many years later that my brother in Vietnam spent 2 days fighting the Viet Cong in the jungles, for which he was awarded so many citations that they cover his grave in Jefferson Barracks. And I've always had that guilt, that thing about, while I was having a great time with my sister in Doling Park in Springfield, my brother was over fighting for his life. And I've always felt that I needed somehow to serve my country in some way to hopefully ease that pain.
So there's a place in your heart for doing this.
Yes.
But if you would, let's say that you would run in a general election against Mary Miller, I mean, all the anti-Trump stuff would come out because you know what she's about, and I know what you're about, and people on Facebook know what you're about.
Right.
I'm fine with trying to focus on that race, but it's not like you're keeping your feelings about Trump, and I don't know if you feel that way about people who support Trump, because there's a lot of people in this country. You know this, Randy. Look, there are people that I was friends with that, and I'm glad that we can still have conversations, but there are friends of mine, and some of them go back decades, that won't even speak to me anymore because, and for the record, I didn't vote for the guy in 2016. Okay, I thought his behavior, and sometimes his behavior still is, reprehensible. But there are people that are drawing the line on friendships based on political differences. And when I see your Facebook posts, that's what I feel.
Okay, so when do we stop all of this? When do we elect people to Congress that actually listen to their people?
You want my answer? Unfortunately, I don't know that we can ever do that because there's so much money involved. You know this. If you would ever get to the point where this is serious, do you know how much money it would take to run this race?
Absolutely.
Probably $20 million.
Well, here's the deal. Mary's already got millions and stashed away, and I'm starting with basically scratch, but here's my deal, Mark. I'm going to go see the people where the people are. I'm going to Aledo on Wednesday. I'm going to Decatur, and I'm going to Paris, and I'm going to talk to people one-on-one. If I can convince them that I have their best interest at heart, then I believe the donations are going to start coming in.
Okay, I want to take a break because I have to take a break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, and I don't usually do this, extend a guest, but because you and I connect on music, that's the thing that brings people together.
It always has.
We're going to talk a little about music and maybe how politics gets into music. We'll do that next, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang in there.
Thanks.
All right, Randy Raley is in the studio, longtime friend. He is a legend in rock radio here. He's dabbling with politics. He wants to challenge Mary Miller. Well, you're into politics, right? You're going to run against Mary Miller.
I'm on the high-speed train for the next 17 months.
But first of all, you got to win the Democrat primary, right?
Yeah. There are three other people running.
But let's talk about something that brings people together.
Absolutely.
And I think this kind of crosses into politics to a certain extent.
Before may I say one sentence?
Yeah.
I just want to talk to people. All I want to do is listen.
Okay.
To everybody, Republican, left, right, it doesn't matter. I just want to listen. Now, go.
When in the climate that we're in right now,
yep.
I feel like one of the few places we can go, and this is becoming even more rare because there's a lot of politics happening on the stage, but if you go to a concert, right, any typical concert, whether you're at, you know, Riverport, because we can still call it Riverport, whether you're at, you know, Scott Trade, because we still call it Scott Trade, even though it's not Scott Trade, whatever the venue is, we can all stand together and we don't know each other's politics for the most part.
Yep.
And we can have this moment where politics doesn't interfere. But kind of bringing me back to my earlier point, point about losing friendships and some of the judgments that are made by people. And I see it more on the left than I do on the right. I'm not saying that there aren't people on the right that are. No, I see people breaking, and maybe this is just my perspective. I see people breaking relationships in families, for example, and in deep friendships. Those decisions are coming, from my perspective, more from the people on the left than on the right.
I have a friend of mine who lives in Colorado who is not welcome at her parents' house because she supports somebody other than Trump. So now before you say...
Well, that's shameful. I wish that wouldn't happen, right?
Okay, I think it's happening a lot on both sides.
And that's unfortunate, though,
isn't it? It is unfortunate. But like you said, when I was on the radio, I never asked what anybody voted for. Listen to my show, you're great. And when it comes to music, it's the same thing.
Okay, but let me put it this way, because I know you've tried to talk about the race and only focusing on people in the district, but... On a music front, because you and I have connected, sometimes someone will pass away and I'll say, Randy, you have great memories of this person. Come on the air. But don't you think, in maybe in the same way that I would alienate some people, but this is what I do for a living, that you alienate people with the anti-Trump posts? I know you're not running against Trump, but all the posts that I see, not 100% of them, because you write about other things.
I do.
But what about fans of Randy Raley that are fans of Randy Raley in music, and then they see the posts that are alienating to them? Does that ever become an issue, or do you ever think about that?
Well, Mark, I've listened in my life to Bruce Springsteen and U2 and Charlie Daniels and Ted Nugent, and I think that most of the people who are my friends, we don't go down that road, okay? Like I said, Charlie Daniels, one of the nicest men that I've ever met in my life. Our politics probably don't line up.
And Ted and I are friends. He's a sweetheart. People don't know that, but he really is.
And you saw my post about Ted Nugent. I hope that
I did not see that one.
Okay, I've got a post about Ted Nugent. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, all right. I will cross-reference it.
It's on my Facebook page. But here's the thing, Mark. It's, again, you know, the music that you're a big Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Fan. Okay.
And I feel a little alienated, not because I don't know his politics. I've always known his politics, but I've never been preached to at a concert. And I've gone to 45 Bruce Springsteen concerts or
right.
so. And there have been references to politics. People sometimes are surprised by this, but I've never been preached to in the way that he recently did in the UK. So I feel like, you know, there's a line. And one of the things that I would say to Bruce, this is what I would say to Bruce if I would sit next to him like I did in a movie, true story, in 1990. I'd say, Bruce, you never said anything about the guy that was in office for 4 years that we now know was barely cognitively aware and that let 12 million people, if not more, cross the border. So there are people that are in that camp that are bitching about President Trump. And I get it. I get some of the complaints. Some of them come from my side, but they never raised an eyelash to anything that was happening with the other administration. Now, you could say that about the people on the right, because we both can sometimes be hypocritical.
Do we need to go back and revisit what Ted Nugent has said about Obama and Hillary? With his machine gun and his all of that. Mark, it's coming from everywhere. This is the thing that scares me about this country, is that we're all finding a very, very difficult time to find common ground. And the thing of it is that's what I want to do with people in my district, is find some kind of common ground. What do you need? What do you need? Do you need broadband?
But don't you think some of those people who might support that effort also supported President Trump?
Well, of course.
Okay, but wouldn't they be alienated by some of the nature of your posts or not?
Well, you know, Mark, it is a free country, and it is free speech.
But you understand what I mean.
I do, but I'm trying to look beyond that. And again, I'm not running against President Trump. I'm running against Mary Miller. She has abandoned her district. She does not care about her district, I don't believe. It certainly shows she hasn't done many town halls at all. She's canceled a couple of them. Oh, she was in Carrollton a few years ago for a book banning.
Okay.
That's great.
Well,
this
I wanted
is
to
politics,
have you, in.
You too.
I know. Oh, we were going to talk about music. We didn't
you
have time
to punch
talk
me,
music.
Sue.
Yeah. We said we were going to. But it does kind of wind in, which is why you brought up Nugent and Springsteen, and I get it. Look, I'm glad you came in.
I am too.
It's good to see. It's been a long time. We will continue to have differences.
But you're my buddy, and the one thing of it is that please, you know, have respect for me that I want to walk into the lion's den with you. You know, I know that our conversation here was not, it was going to be cordial, but it was going to be, you know, not, we don't
different
quite agree on it,
right.
But you know, the thing of it is I want your listeners to just give me a chance.
Randy Raley, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bud.
Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.